Chapter 21. After a few seconds, Lexi realized that it wasn't totally dark in the silo. A sliver of light cut across the room from a slit of a window about 15 feet up the side. Lexi blinked back tears as her eyes adjusted to the lack of light.
Wow, can you believe that?
Norman's excited voice boomed from the corner, causing Lexi to jump. With her eyes now adjusted to the dim lighting, she saw that he was sitting up.
Are you okay?
Lexi asked.
Oh, yeah.
He worked his wrists back and forth. I was awake the whole time, but pretended to be asleep so Cora wouldn't see me chewing on the ropes. He grunted and struggled, then pulled his arms apart, the rope snapping in two. He shrugged his hands free, then got to work on his ankles.
I'll get you guys out as soon as I'm free.
Great. There has to be a way out of here.
Lexi wriggled in her chair, craning her neck to study every inch of the room. The only door was the one Cora had just closed and bolted shut.
I'm sure you already have a good plan, Norman said.
Plan? Not really.
Lexi continued to look around.
What?
Norman looked up at her.
I thought you and your grandmother had plans to get out of anything.
Maybe she does, but I don't. Cora took my bag with my cell phone and everything.
She took ours, too, Olivia cut in. Car keys, cell phone, even my emery board.
So this Cora person was the killer the whole time?
Norman asked, still working on the ropes.
Yes, she was Regis' personal assistant. I guess she must have been planning this for a while.
Lexi turned to Olivia.
How long did she work for your father?
2 years.
2 long years of plotting and planning her revenge, Norman said. That's going to make a great story.
The sound of a car engine cut him off. Lexi's gut clenched.
That must be her getting rid of one of our cars.
My Fiat is around back, Olivia said. Cora kidnapped Farfel and told me if I wanted to see her alive, to get out here and park around back.
The little orange dog whimpered and snuggled into Olivia's lap.
That's why I saw you driving like a bat out of hell down Meadow Road.
Norman undid the last knot on his ankles.
You were weaving all over the place. I knew something was up.
So you followed her here, Lexi said. I got your message and tried to call you, but your phone was off. We thought Olivia was the killer.
Me?
Olivia sounded hurt. Another engine started up and Lexi cringed.
Yeah, sorry. But once we realized all the members of your family were being targeted, and you were the last one left. We looked at the evidence, and it seemed to point to you.
Norman had worked Lexi's wrists free. She rubbed them, trying to get the circulation back. Sprinkles licked her hand, and Lexi petted her head.
Good girl. I'm glad Cora didn't shoot you.
I can get my legs free. You work on Olivia. Lexi shooed Norman over to Olivia and bent down to work at the knot on her right ankle.
Wait, what evidence?
Olivia scrunched up her face.
Well, I had seen you with the herbs book, so we figured you knew about the toxic properties of aconite. Plus, you were seen at the photographer's the morning of the break-in and... Well, I know there's something secretive going on with you and Steve at the canine center.
Even though it was now clear Cora was the killer, Lexi was still convinced something was going on at the canine center. She just didn't know what, and she didn't want to admit she'd been snooping around behind the building. Another engine started up.
That's the last of our cars, Norman said. We'd better hurry. She'll be starting this place on fire next.
There's nothing going on at the canine center.
Olivia's hands had been freed, and she scooped Farfel up in her arms while Norman worked on the ropes around her legs.
If you must know, Steve and I are working on a special dog food formula. one with special herbs to enhance the dog's performance in agility.
Lexi undid the last knot around her ankle and looked up at Olivia.
A special dog food formula? That's what all the secrecy was about?
Yes. The dog food market is very competitive, and if someone discovered our recipe, they might beat us to market, and all our hard work would be for nothing.
So you were researching the herbs and baking the food at the canine center?
That's right, Olivia said. Steve and I are partners. In fact, we've just perfected the recipe and had some sample bags made, which we were handing off to our potential investor tonight.
Lexi remembered the conversation she'd heard when she was hiding behind the dumpster.
Is your investor named Michael?
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, just something I heard.
Lexi felt silly. She'd imagined a big drug smuggling operation when the whole time all the secrecy had been about dog food. Anyway, enough chatter. We need to get out of here. Lexi jumped up from her chair, went to the door and tried pushing, then pulling. The door didn't move even an inch.
It won't budge.
Sprinkles barked, then clawed at the door. Farfel joined her. The dogs didn't make any more progress than Lexi.
It's bolted from the outside.
Norman tilted his head and closed his eyes.
If I remember correctly, there is a big cast iron bolt that slides down to latch the door shut. It won't slide open unless that bolt is released.
We'll have to find another way out.
Lexi searched the room with frantic eyes. Sprinkles whined at her feet, picking up on Lexi's distress.
I think the only way out is that window.
Olivia pointed to the thin window on the side of the silo.
That thing's only about 6 inches wide. None of us would fit through it,
Norman said.
Maybe we could hang out the window and make a ruckus, Olivia offered.
Who would see or hear us? We're in the middle of nowhere. Lexi's stomach sank and she collapsed onto a bale of hay.
We're trapped in here, with one door that we can't budge, a window we can't fit out of, and only some very flammable hay and pallets to work with.
Well, like I said before, this is going to make one hell of a story.
Norman sounded enthusiastic, and Lexi wished she could feel the same way.
Yeah, I just hope we get out of here to tell it, Olivia replied.
We may have to wait and try to brave it through the fire, Lexi chewed her bottom lip. Cora screwed up the details before. Maybe she won't set it right, and it will burn just enough to make an opening for us to get out without killing us.
Norman shot Lexi a dubious look.
That seems dangerous.
Do you have a better idea?
Lexi unhooked Sprinkles from her leash. She didn't want it getting hung up on a wayward nail or piece of wood if they had to make a quick escape. Sprinkles and Farfel immediately started chasing each other and rolling around. Lexi watched them play, wishing she could be so carefree. As they jumped from hay bale to hay bale, Lexi realized they were using some of the agility techniques in their play. They were both pretty good. Olivia followed Lexi's gaze, her face lined with worry.
The least she could have done is to have let our dogs go. There's no need to harm them along with us.
Both dogs suddenly stopped and sniffed the air. A few seconds later, the acrid smell of smoke burned Lexi's nostrils.
Do you guys smell smoke?
Olivia nodded solemnly.
Sprinkles sat in front of Lexi and let out a whimper, her trusting brown eyes looking up at her master.
Lexi's stomach twisted. She couldn't let anything bad happen to Sprinkles. Her eyes searched the room again, stopping at the small window. Too small for a human, but...
The dogs can fit out that window.
We have to get them out. Olivia jerked her head in the direction of the window.
It's kind of high, but I think they'd be okay.
I bet we could set up the hay bales and pallets to make ramps and use the agility commands to get them to jump.
It's worth a try.
Lexi dragged a hay bale into position, and Olivia grabbed a pallet.
Was the smell of smoke getting stronger?
Lexi ignored it and pulled another bale of hay over.
Norman pitched in, and they worked together, building a makeshift ramp and stairway. By the time they were done, the room was hazy with smoke.
We don't have much time, Lexi said as they put the last piece in place.
Norman stood at the uppermost bale of hay. He set a pallet on its side on top of the bale for the dogs to use as a ramp to the window. He stretched onto his tiptoes to look out the window.
I could see out. But you're right. There's no one out there to hear or see us.
His voice was tinged with disappointment. On the floor, the dogs were circling with excitement. They knew something was up. Lexi scooped up Sprinkles in a big hug and kissed the top of her head.
You're a good girl. I hope I'll see you in a few.
She heard Olivia murmuring something similar to Farfel, and then they both put the dogs down and nodded at each other.
Sprinkles?
Ramp, Lexi commanded. Sprinkles circled around the makeshift ramp, looking at Lexi uncertainly. Olivia gave the same command and got the same look from her dog.
Go,
the two women said at the same time and pointed to the top of the ramp. The dogs raced to the top.
Jump,
Lexi and Olivia commanded. Farfel sailed out the window. Sprinkles hesitated, looking back at Lexi through the smoke that was now pouring into the room.
Go on. Jump.
Grief stabbed Lexi's heart as Sprinkles gave her one last look and then disappeared out the window.